What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, you tweeted out something about, you know, the idea of a possible bubble situation, which obviously isn't happening. I'm just wondering right now, what's your confidence level in the NFL's plan taking us through the end of a season here?
I'm pretty sure everything I've been told, the first 2 weeks are the most important, guys, being smart. Because once you get through those first 2 weeks with a huge percentage, I think the idea of tests being positive go way down with guys starting to get in the groove of the season. You know, as far as a bubble system like that, it was, you know, as a player who is on Twitter thinking out loud, hoping a season's happening, right? It's not like I'm in meetings with Goodell and the boys trying to fix rechange the wheel or, you know, reinvent the wheel or anything like that. I'm just trying to figure out the best way so I can be safe and have a football season. So, but a bubble, you know, if it wasn't, they must have had a reason why they didn't do it. I think for us, it's just being as smart as we possibly can, making sure our families are safe, and getting ready to play football, which is the most important thing when we're in this building.
That was Titans left tackle Taylor Lewan on a great question by Rex Rowe.
Brilliant question.
A great question
not
by Joe Rex Rowe.
Not really, but...
Talking about the NFL season, what it may look like, the lack of a bubble, all of these things that have become commonplace in today's discussion of the NFL. Welcome back into Morning Drive. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexroth, and we are pleased to bring in our good friend Floyd Reese, former Titans GM and host of Jared and the GM in the afternoons here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Floyd, what's going on, my friend? Welcome back from vacation.
No, thank you. Good to be back. How are y'all doing?
Doing great, good. Floyd. And Floyd, before we get into some Titans talk here, just real quickly, your reaction to the Preds being down a game in this series, what do you think they have to do in game two to get back on the right side of things?
You know, I think number one, they probably have to figure out a way to not lose, you know? I mean, they were the best team, in my opinion, especially you get down to the third period. I mean, I thought it was obvious they were the better team, but they just kept, you know, giving them a chance to beat them. You know, well, we'll give you another penalty. Here you go. Go on another power play. Let's see how that works. You know, they had a couple of freaky kind of goals that bounced in, bounced around, and, you know, ended up being a score. And we didn't react very well. But I didn't think, we just didn't play real smart hockey at times. And you know, it's hard to beat even bad teams if you're not going to go out and play your game.
So, Floyd, the Titans have kind of started camp in a year that, you know, something like we've never seen before and probably never will again. What is your assessment right now of what the NFL is doing, how things look, and maybe even how baseball and its struggles play into concerns about, you know, what's ahead for the NFL?
You know, you have to really be concerned, I think. You know, you look at what baseball's doing and what's happening to them, and, you know, here they've been playing for 10 days or whatever, and they're already down two teams. And you kind of look at that and you think, okay, is that an indicator of what's going to come? Because if it is, your season's not going to be very long, and if it's not going to be very long for baseball, then, you know, I think all the other sports have to kind of look at themselves and say, you know, you're one trip to the store or one bad party or something away from losing the league. It's got to be a major concern. I mean, I think it's interesting because I think if you look at those situations, you look at what NFL teams are doing, for example, or any team, you know, the NHL, look at what they're doing. And you think, can there be a safer place on earth to be away from this than where they are? I mean, you know, it's a heck of a lot safer than going to the store or going to the gas station or going and, you know, you don't know who those people are. And here you are quarantined, doing everything correctly and everything right. You know, if you have people in those situations turn up getting sick, then, you know, you have to kind of think to yourself, well, you know, the rest of us really have to be lucky or, you know, really smart or something, because it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for anybody to get past that lives a normal life. You know, that you're going to go out and you're going to do the regular stuff, and it's out there.
Floyd, if you're John Robinson, how concerned would you be about the Vic Beasley situation, not reporting to camp at first, not communicating with the team that he wasn't going to be reporting to camp, given the reputation that Beasley had anyway in Atlanta? How concerned would you be if you're John Robinson?
Yeah, I'm concerned. I think you have to look at those things and you try to figure out the reasons why. Okay, what would it be that would cause you to go AOL from a you know, going to work for a period of time after, you know, signing a contract and getting $6 million and whatever it was, and all of a sudden you decide to not only go, but not call and tell anybody or not let anybody know what's going on? You say, well, what would cause that? You think, well, there's something really, really bad with him or with his family, and he's a very private guy, and he wants to keep that to himself. And you go, well, I guess I can understand that. You know, or the other end of that is, well, he's really not very interested in what he's doing. You know, he's really not very interested in the Titans or in playing or, you know, being a part of a team. And you look at it and you go, well, you know, neither one of those are very good. And you know, in either case, it's not going to be something that, you know, the Titans are going to be happy dealing with. And so I don't, you know, to me, all those things always boil down to more than, you know, I just didn't call. Really? Didn't I give you a check for $6 million? I mean, you were certainly there to pick that up. And so, I mean, I don't know. It's scary. I don't like this.
So let's take worst case scenario on that then, Floyd. If you know, if this team ends up without, and the NFL does have an official opt-out deadline, by the way, that's Thursday at 4, according to Adam Schefter, which is kind of, it was supposed to be 7 days after the signing of the CBA, but they've kind of compromised on that. So a couple more days here, and we're going to know who's in and out. Let's say he's out. What is this, if you're looking at this team, how are you feeling about the pass rush situation, which, of course, was already, I think, the number one thing that needed to be addressed? And how do you view the potential pursuit of a guy in Jadeveon Clowney who now knows you don't just want him, you might need him?
Well, I think you know, first of all, the pass rush would only be better if, in fact, you know, the young guys improved. Because that's the only chance you're having, is that some of these guys that didn't play or didn't play as much as you wanted are going to come in and they're going to, for whatever reason, light it up. And we all know the chances of that really are not very good. And so then you're saying, okay, what do you do? And the one thing Dean Pease did last year was, I thought he did an outstanding job at times of manufacturing pass rush. You know, he had a Logan Ryan that he would blitz, and, you know, Logan ended up with, what, 4 or 5 sacks, whatever it was. But, you know, he had some guys that he could do that with. I'm not sure, I'm not saying they can't, but I'm not sure it's going to be the same this year. That's something we're going to have to see. But, you know, the Clowney thing all boils down to, you know, do you in fact, you know, one, does he fit your system? And two, do you think he is the answer to pass rush? You know, is he a guy that's going to come in and you know, I mean, I think it with Beasley, you'd seen him get 15 or 16 sacks or whatever it was at a point in time in Atlanta, and you've seen him get, I don't know, 4 or 5 sacks, you know, not very many. And you're thinking to yourself, okay, just don't give me either end of that. You know, give me something in the middle. Give me 10 sacks. And if you can get 10 sacks, you'd probably be thrilled. And I think you have to ask yourself, okay, if that's what I was counting on, can I get 10 sacks out of Clowney? And, you know, if you think you can, then, you know, you probably got to go with it. Let's face it, that, you know, if he's going to have a chance to play and be anything like who he was in Houston, the one year that he kind of he played the best under Mike, then, you know, this ought to be the place to do it.
Floyd, last thing for you here. A popular topic of conversation has been the Titans and who's going to call plays on defense, Mike Vrabel, Shane Bowen. As you're kind of evaluating the Titans and the head coach calling plays in today's NFL, how would you handle that situation of calling plays defensively?
Yeah, that's really, really tough. I don't think – now, this will sound crazy to a lot of people, but in my opinion, it's harder to call plays as a head coach on defense than it is to call plays as a head coach on offense. And consequently, you know, it eats up so much of the time for a guy that's calling defenses and trying to talk to players and do all those kinds of things that I think it makes it really, really difficult for a head coach. Generally speaking, it's interesting because what you usually get in a situation like this is you'll get a head coach that will do one of two things. He will either not have a great deal to do with the defense on a daily basis. That is, he doesn't go in and run the meetings. He doesn't go in and evaluate film. He doesn't go in and evaluate practice. He lets, you know, Bowen in this case do that. And then shows up on game day with his little play sheet and tries to call plays. Or they go the opposite with it. You know, he goes and spends a lot of time with defense during the week and does, in fact, run most of the meetings and evaluates tape, et cetera. And then when it comes game day, kind of turns it over to a senior member of the staff or to somebody he has complete confidence in, and they call a lot of the plays, a lot of the defenses on Sunday. So I don't, you know, there's really not enough hours in the day for a head coach to do both those things. And I think Mike is going to find that out. And how they break that down from there, I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
Floyd Reese, former Titans GM and co-host of Jared and the GMs in the afternoons here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, has been our guest. Floyd, thanks for joining us, my friend, as always. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Absolutely. When we come back, we'll dive into that a little bit more. What should the Titans do about their defensive play caller? That's next. This is Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.